Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Dan Pena said, Dan Pena, like Big Dan, he said, focus on the few and not the many. So instead of doing a lot of different things, just focus on one. Focus on one thing and master it. Then jump onto other stuff later when you've made a ton of money. But before you make a ton of money, like, you know, so there's, like Dan always talks about people who, you know, try different stuff and then they don't invest enough time and energy into it to make it succeed. So they get into the habit of just trying different stuff. And their plan B is, oh, well, I'll just try something else. But if you have a plan B, then it kind of guarantees that you won't succeed in your plan A. Huh. Right? Like if I'm getting married and I'm like, oh, well, if this doesn't work out, I have my plan B wife.
Yeah.
You know, then you're kind of like jinxing your wife, your marriage. Same with your business. And nowadays, like, because there's so many options out there and so many choices, and people like, oh, well, you know, you can make six figures by being an Instagrammer, you can make six figures by being a YouTuber, you can blah, 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 and then they just jump everywhere. And they just do like a little bit of everything. And then in real estate, a lot of people do that. Like when real estate's going well, they jump in the industry. Everyone wants to be a realtor. But when the industry's doing poorly right now, everyone's jumping up. But the strong survive. The focus, committed, they make it happen. I guess it's the same with marriage, right? When it's tough, like, and you work through it, that's when you establish roots in your marriage, in your love. But you know what I feel like? There's not enough tough love in the industry, or in there's not enough there's not enough tough love.
What do you mean?
Some people just need their butt kicked. Stop complaining, whining, moaning, you know? And that's why people love Gary Vee and Dan Lok and those people so much, because they're no BS. They just speak the truth. They call a spade and they, you know? And so many people resonate because they don't have those kind of people in their life. When I was young, I had I had Frank. Frank was my first spiritual mentor. And he kicked my ass. Everything about my, you know, my relationships and like the sinful life I was living, he was just kicking my ass like nonstop. He'd like, F this, F that, and like, and he'd call it. If I was whining and moaning, he's like, hey, you know what, Gary? Nobody cares about you. he said it like blatantly. Nobody cares about you. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you have your life, I have my life. At the end of the day, you think we care? But no, nobody cares. It's just you. You know? Yeah, God loves you, but, you know, everyone's trying to take care of their own life. But at the end of the day, it's really about you and your life. So, like, I understood, and because I have a relationship with him, I understand his heart behind it. You know, like, people cry out to others and everything, and they feel, they either feel entitled, or they feel like they're a victim. Like, oh, bad stuff happened to me, and they don't try to figure out what's wrong with them. They don't try to improve their life.
Mm-hmm.
They just like, yeah, entitlement mentality. Oh, I deserve to get paid six figure. Oh, or it shouldn't be this hard for me, or something. And then, or victim. Oh yeah, you know, I could have made hundreds of thousands if you know, I got that interview, if they saw my potential. And they just blame other people. Blame life instead of like taking ownership and getting back up. They don't realize that true growth is when they get back up. You don't grow when you never fall. You only grow when you fail.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.